Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast. Ever hit a wall, a mental block, when you're facing an injury or a setback in anything? We've all been there, right? Whether it's a sprained ankle, a missed deadline, or that epic fail on a presentation, those little or sometimes big defeats can really throw us off. But what if I told you those setbacks aren't the enemy? In fact, they can be some of the greatest opportunities for growth and learning. That's what we're diving into today on Champion's Mind. 5-Min Sports Focus. We're tackling how to turn those frustrating injuries and bumps in the road into fuel for your comeback. You know that feeling when you're crushing it, everything's clicking, and then BAM injury or setback hits out of nowhere. It's like someone punched you in the gut. It can shake your confidence, make you question everything, and leave you wondering if you'll ever get back to where you were. But here is the thing. Champions don't just rise above setbacks, they learn from them. They use those experiences as stepping stones to become even stronger, more resilient, and focus. So, how do we do it? How do we turn that frustration into fuel? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways, because in life and sports, sometimes you need a clear game plan. First up, acknowledge the suck. Yep, I said it. Don't try to pretend everything's hunky-dory. Allow yourself to feel the disappointment, the frustration, even the anger. Bottling it up just makes things worse. Let those emotions out, talk to someone you trust, journal, hit a punching bag, whatever works for you. Remember, champions don't avoid challenges, they face them head on. Next, shift your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Think of this injury or setback as an opportunity for growth. A chance to work on areas you might have neglected. Maybe it's time to focus on your mental game, try a new training technique, or simply rest and recharge. You know that saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade? Well, when life throws you a curveball, turn that ball into a powerful comeback story. Third, set smaller goals. When you're facing a major setback, it can be overwhelming to think about the big picture. Break things down into manageable steps. Celebrate the small victories along the way, even if it's just completing one set of rehab exercises or making it through a short walk. Those little wins build momentum and keep you moving forward. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Your mindset is everything. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in you. Avoid those negativity vampires who drain your energy and make you feel worse. Remember, champions have a strong support system that helps them through the tough times. Finally, and most importantly, be patient. Healing takes time, both physically and mentally. Don't rush the process or put too much pressure on yourself. Focus on what you can control, your attitude, your effort, and your commitment to recovery. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a champion. So, let's say you're training for a big race and suddenly get sidelined with an injury. You feel deflated, frustrated, like all your hard work has been wiped out. But remember what we talked about. Acknowledge that feeling of disappointment. Shift your perspective, use this time to strengthen your core, improve your flexibility, or even learn a new running technique. Set smaller goals, focus on your nutrition and sleep, and surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. Be patient with yourself, trust the process, and know that the setback is just a temporary detour on your journey to greatness. You've got this. Remember, champions aren't defined by their wins alone. They're defined by how they bounce back from their losses. Those setbacks are what make them stronger, more resilient, and ultimately, more inspiring. So the next time you face an injury or a setback, don't let it derail you. Use it as fuel to fire up your comeback. Make sure you share this episode with anyone who could use a little inspiration, maybe a friend struggling through a tough time, or even yourself after a challenging day. And if you found something helpful in here, leave us a review and tell us what resonated with you most. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep chasing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.